and welcome to Freedom Good Home is the name of this podcast. My name is Michael Heng, and joining me, as always, is a man who has given us some new podcast recording technology. So if this fails, it's his own fault. It's Ben Jenkins. Hello.
Hello. Yes, we're recording this through the World Wide Web, which is new for us. Typically, when we've been recording remotely, what we've been doing is just basically calling each other on the phone and saying, go, and then we just kind of guess what the other person's saying with, I've got to say, incredible accuracy.
It's really incredible
and then,
managed to get this far.
And then I sync up the tracks. But we're using a brand new technology, which Ben McClay put me onto, and so if this doesn't work, it's his fault. But also, we lost one of his recordings to our method, so we'd probably have to call that even.
We should also welcome our guest in, Benjo.
Please. Please.
I'm just saying we could not. You know what I mean? That's our power. We will.
We asked her on as a guest, but in reality, we asked her on as an audience member, really. No.
Wouldn't that be an incredible power move?
Repeat appearances here on the podcast, from our own podcast, the Batch Bitch podcast. It's Naomi Higgins. Hello, Naomi. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Happy to be here. Everyone calls our podcast the Batch Bitch podcast. There's no the.
Oh.
So why don't you look that up on the Google next time?
Sorry, Sean, what's his face from the Facebook movie?
Yeah. Well, that's me. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I've come in hot. I'm happy to just be an audience member after that. I'll just sit here and laugh.
Sorry. I shouldn't have put a the in front of it. That's my fault. I sound like an old man trying to describe a video game. I'm very sorry.
Do you know, speaking of which, I've been back gaming, right? After a hiatus of gaming.
Man. Yeah, yeah, man.
It made me remember just how much my wife Anya knows nothing about video games.
Because she's a very serious lawyer.
She's just a normal person, I think.
In comparison to your frivolous self.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. The other day, she went out. She was at the shops, and there was a video game I wanted, and I was like, oh, I can go get it myself. But this is like during when it was a little bit COVID-y still. I mean, it's still quite COVID-y, let's be clear.
Just a little bit COVID-y still. Can you remember who you're talking to? Okay, sorry, I'm coming in hot again. I haven't left the house in a month, so I'm really sorry.
Meanwhile, Ben's complaining about going outside to buy a video game.
Back when it was a little bit COVID-y. How dare you? There are other people in the world, Ben.
I just don't see it. I just don't buy that there are.
I'm in Melbourne, for anyone who didn't know. I think that's important context to have
so
why
is that still
I
a thing
screaming.
In, is that still a thing in Melbourne, Naomi? Is it still...
Yeah, it's still a little bit of a thing. Okay. You know, can't go out after 8 p.m, only allowed out of the house once a day for an hour, 5 kilometre radius, unless you're buying food, which you can only do alone.
Well, see, similarly, I wanted to buy a video game.
Yes.
But it was a bit COVID-y out. And I knew that Anya was at the shops. And so I said, hey, could you pick up this video game? And
she was No, you didn't.
At first, she was like, I refuse to do this.
And that's good of her.
And then she was like, if I go into JB Hi-Fi and do it, can I actually tell them that it's not for me? And I was like, you can tell them whatever the fuck you want. Like, just give me the damn game. They're gonna
I think she can assume that any, like, gaming expert is going to assume that she is buying it for her boyfriend or husband anyway.
Yes.
But then she was like, I said to her, like, I don't know if it's a PlayStation exclusive, but could you make sure you get it on the PlayStation, not the Xbox? And she said to me, in all seriousness, I did not know that those two things were different.
Oh, no. What game was this, Ben?
It was Ghost of Tsushima.
The samurai game. I have my own embarrassing samurai game anecdote. Have you played the samurai game, Naomi?
I haven't brought any samurai game anecdotes, and I'm really embarrassed.
Well, the email was very clear, so...
So I also wanted to play the video game. A friend of the show, Jen Fricker, recommended it to me. She said, semi-ironically, she said, it'll help you get in touch with, I don't know, your people.
And, sure.
I was like, yeah, cool. But apparently it looked incredible and I was really excited to play it. So I went and bought it. And then I came home and realized that in the move, I've lost the PlayStation. So it's in a box somewhere, probably covered in 17,000 coffee cups. I had no idea what to do. And then this week, the last couple of weeks, I've been on holidays from work. So I had some time and I was like, I'm going to go play this fucking game. But I also just didn't want to go and like buy a new PlayStation because that seemed excessive, right?
Yeah, and the new one's coming out soon. And
yeah, like... exactly. So,
sorry, so do you still not know where it is? Because surely your girlfriend has just thrown it out the window and hoped you would notice. Knowing yes. her as I do.
Yeah, exactly. This is classic harm. Just being like, oh, he probably doesn't like this. I'll throw it out. No, so we spent a couple of days looking for it. I couldn't find it. And I was just trying to get away from work and I really wanted to relax. And I had another thing happen to me, which was I booked an Airbnb to go away for a couple of days.
You didn't book an Airbnb to play Ghost of Tsushima.
Well, did I, Ben? Did I? So I booked. It was still in the city of Sydney, so I wasn't traveling outside of the city. But I just went to basically kind of the area I grew up and I went to Cronulla and booked an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. But the Airbnb listing it just said it was a 2-bedroom apartment, and I was like, that's great. But what they didn't specify was it was the 2-bedroom apartment in the accommodation above the notorious NRL pub Northies that's in Cronulla. And so I turned up and, like, it's where all the Cronulla Sharks go to drink. It's like famously rough pub. You know, right. When I was in high school, there were rumors of footballers getting their dicks out and pissing all over the bar. There was another guy who worked there and he said he weeded the mayonnaise.
There's a bit of... Fucking hell. There's a bit of corona out, though. So is it still noisy?
You think
people are like, no, we've got to serve our community. We've got to do this together, guys. We're all in this together.
Do you think the good people of Cronulla, the people I grew up with, are going to be like, no, social distancing and masks? No, Ben. No, he's not.
I've got to say, living outside of Australia, outside of Sydney, Cronulla, you know, certain things come to mind randomly.
Yeah,
that
race rights, for example.
Hometown.
That's what a lot of people don't know this, but the Cronulla race rights were actually socially distanced and everyone wore masks. So I turn up and it's like a rough and pretty, uninspiring.
So is this let out by the pub? Like, does the pub lease this through Airbnb or is this some poor fucker who lives above
the pub? I don't know
the
exact... Well, it's leased by a company that has a different name to the pub. But I think they might, maybe they're co-owned or something. It's in the same building. It's in the same physical structure. And there is access between, I think there is access between the two, floors.
That's the dream, really. It's like your own personal, it's like your own personal Narnia in a way.
Yeah. I'd want a, I really felt like I'd want a golden ticket to the factory where they make fuckheads. And so I'm not going to. Anyway, so I cancelled that, and Airbnb were actually really good and gave me the money back and stuff. That was fine. But then I was, like, feeling really low, and I was like, I really just want to play this fucking video game, and I can't find my PlayStation. Ugh. And then in a moment of just weakness, I just went to Big W and just...
Oh, my God.
And just spent $600 on a PlayStation Pro, right?
Wait, a new one?
Yeah.
Just to play this video game. Because it's
just
not very good.
Just play a samurai game. Now, in a moment
it's
of
not great.
In a moment of weakness...
And then, you have too much money.
No,
sorry.
Here's
I'm putting you in the guillotine when it happens.
No, yeah, that's great. Let's put him in the guillotine.
No,
I'm writing you down. You're on the list.
No, he's on the end list. Of the story, that's nice. Because I was holding it in my hands at home, and I was like, oh, what have I become? Like, honestly, I was like, what have I become that I'd wanted to play one video game, so you went and bought a fucking PlayStation. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're trying to, you've moved out with your parents to save money. This is this is insane.
Yeah, that's a real step back, I have to say.
But then I was like, wait, I don't have the actual PlayStation from before, but I've got all the cords and I've got a controller. So what I could do and what I did do was just take the actual PlayStation unit out of the box. I left everything else wrapped up, right? I then used all my old cords and controllers. I then played this video game for like 3 days. I realized I got everything I wanted out of the video game. Then I just put it back in the box, and I returned it to Big W this morning.
Okay, that's actually great for the environment, and I applaud you. And I'm sorry, you're off the guillotine list.
So it was a free rental of a PlayStation. Can we
Him into the guillotine list?
Well, let's not.
That's brilliant, Hing, and I have to say that that is the way of the samurai.
Oh, anyway, so I'm feeling very refreshed after a full day, or not a full day, a full half day of playing Ghost of Tsushima.
sounds refreshing.
It's a bit of fun. It's a real bit of fun.
Spa day or 3 hours of Ghost of Tsushima. It's hard to choose.
Do you know, Naomi, in the game, there's a function where you can get nude and sit in a bath and think about your uncle. Like you actually have to press square to think about your uncle.
But what's really funny about that thing is you're sitting in a bath and it always gives you two options of like there's various baths around Japan that you go to visit and you've got to pick. Like it gives you two options. It'll be like think about your long lost love or think about your dead father or whatever it is. You've got to like pick which one. And you're like,
and as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, there's no in-game utility to that. Like thinking about your uncle doesn't increase your stamina, whereas thinking about the willow tree increases your health. I think it's just a weird little thing.
If the very end of the game,
you can do some things that don't have anything to do with your stamina and power. Okay, that's toxic masculinity speaking.
I was thinking about if I developed a video game. I think a fun thing to do would be to, you know how you get like points to spend on a skill tree in certain games?
Sure, sure.
I would have one of the skills that you can get is no longer have a little chode. And you never see the little chode anyway. But like you just know that once you click that thing and it costs you like 10 skill points, you no longer have a chode.
And you haven't gotten a job in video game writing yet, or
weirdly, I haven't.
I played Spider-Man. You know that Spider-Man game on PlayStation.
Oh, I love the Spider-Man game. Spider-Man game.
I played it, and then I was just hitting like a wall. I just couldn't do anything.
Well, that's the point, right? You sort of hit it, then you climb up it, and yeah.
Boo!
Shut up. Anyway, and then my boyfriend came in, and he's like, "Oh, why don't you maybe you can increase some skills?" And I said, "What?" And he said, look at your skill tree. And I said, what's that? And it turned out I had 28 points just sitting there. And I was like, these missions keep getting like harder and I can't do them anymore.
Did you spend 15 of those points on fixing Peter Parker's chode?
Oh, I would have if that was an option. But he clearly starts off with a huge dick.
Spider-Man's got a massive hog.
That's canon.
I really felt like a superhero after that.
That's amazing. I'm surprised there's not something built into a game like that where it's like, hey, buddy, do you want to spend these points?
There's a lot of assumed knowledge in gaming. There's gatekeeping, and I'm not for it.
Hey, before we start the show, I just have one piece of news.
Oh, sure.
Which isn't very exciting. I have two pieces of news, actually, because I was just putting my hand through my hair, and I found a gum nut. So I don't know how long I've had a gum nut in my hair for, but that's my first piece of news.
Great.
Wow. Thank you.
My second piece of news is that I found a way of saying the word spaghetti that makes Moses, my son, laugh every time. And
how do you
it's
say
such
it?
Killer it, gear.
Can I ever listen to it?
Spaghetti.
So just it's Italian then. Is
that... Does he know? I don't know how smart a baby's meant to be at this age. But does he know what spaghetti is?
Yeah.
So he knows you're saying a real word in a funny voice, or does he just think that's how the word spaghetti is said?
Well, it really depends, because I think in his life he's heard the normal pronunciation more than the stupid my pronunciation, which isn't just Italian. There's some other stuff going on there. Spaghetti. maybe it is just either way, it's kind of a race to see how which one he's going to hear more, and then that'll become the normal one.
Right. Okay. But I guess if he finds it funny, he probably recognizes that it's not real. Or do you think he's like, I can't believe that's what they call it, these idiots?
I mean, there's a third option which is slightly more troubling, which is like he knows it's gear and he's like
he's like, righto, dad.
Righto, dad. Yeah. Excellent stuff, dude.
It's like, right, he'll tire himself out. Yeah, come on, Dad.
Exactly. I do have to say, because I've been doing it for 2 days, and I did it just before we actually hit record, and I did get a bit of a sense that it was like, yep.
I've seen this one. Well, this is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and find the best and worst things to talk about. Thank you to everyone who's been sending in classifieds. Really appreciate it. Ben, do you have one to start us off with?
I do. This was sent in by Irene. Thank you so much, Irene. I think that's the first time we've had one sent in by Irene, or certainly one that we've read. So thank you very much. I don't know if this is the first time you've sent one in and you just won from one, or if you've sent in a lot and we've just been ignoring you. But either way,
terrible hit
rate. Either way, this is a corker. It's from Oregon City on Craigslist, and it's scream/yell. For $$$. I will scream, yell, or use a large assortment of items out of your residential or commercial building windows to disturb neighbors.
What?
Dot points to follow. Yelling / screaming, 10 minutes. That's going to cost you $100. Insults and profanity, that's going to cost you $105. Air horn for entire duration of can, that's $55. Animal noises, that's a bargain at $25.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Pot/pans banging symphony, $28.50. I know my prices are steep, but I provide a very necessary and quality service in a dying industry. I will not perform, spelt that way, perform anything illegal. That's all in caps. Please respond to my email for any questions. Note, I am very busy this time of year and will work diligently to respond to every email. And that is posted by a man named George.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so much to unpack here. So you can get 10 minutes of yelling and screaming for $100. If you want, yeah. If you want screams, $105.
And I think insults... Yeah. Insults and profanity, I assume that's for 10 minutes as well.
Yeah.
So you get scrolling, you get totally, I guess, PG screaming for 100. Yeah. And then if you want to bump that up to MMA, that's 100. Can you swear so much in a movie that it becomes R?
Ooh, I think it's... Yeah, I think so. I think there are different...
Like, if there's nothing else, if it's just like... If it's just like a bunch of people having tea, but it's just all bloody F-word.
F-ing. What about these? Do you say there was animal noises involved with this?
Yes,
one?
Animal noises are $25.
Now, do you think those are organic or synthetic, or I guess?
I think if they were going to bring animals to make the noises, it would cost more than $25 because that's the cheapest. That's the cheapest option at present.
Yeah, so it's just me doing a moo. It's just George doing a moo sound or whatever.
Are you George?
No. Did you just let that slip? Did you just let your secret identity slip?
Sorry.
So you're assuming the ones where it doesn't say 10 minutes duration that it's also 10 minutes duration, but the other duration we have is of can, so there should also be duration of can.
That's for the animal noises.
Duration of can.
How long do you think an air horn takes to run out?
Well, I reckon like a minute. It wouldn't be much longer than that, would it?
I'm going to Google this.
Okay.
Please.
Because have you ever had a muck around with an air horn, Naomi?
No.
They're so much fun. I bloody love an air horn. We would have written probably a dozen sketches when we were at our university sketch comedy days that involved an air horn. Just wander around, give that a bit of a... I mean, it's one of those things where once you've bought the air horn, you really do just write a lot of sketches to involve the air horn after that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, how much content did you get out of that, Hing? You should be able to do the maths.
Yeah, probably about 4 years worth, really, on and off.
We went through a period where we kind of, I'd call it our cart before the horse period, where we'd just buy something. I remember once Carlo Ritchie bought a leaf blower, and so we just wrote a lot of sketches involving a leaf blower. Guys, I can't find how long an air horn takes to run out, which makes me believe that nobody actually knows.
Oh,
which is incredible.
It's
one of the mysteries of the universe.
I have a little can of compressed air that I use for cleaning out my computer of dust every now and again.
Right.
And with compressed air, it's really cold when it comes out of the can. And something real fun I've discovered that I can do is when Hum's, because she's working from home right now, when she's working from home on a serious lawyer job, and she's on a Zoom call or whatever, but she doesn't have her camera on, can just spray compressed air down the back of her neck, and it's really annoying. It's a
Does she make a really wonderful noise?
She goes like that, and
Nice.
Why do you do these things? You pretend that you're above it, Hing, and then when I'm trying to actually do work with Hum, because I do work with her, you come in the room and put a cube of ice down her pants and run out like a child. I really think you're regressing. Moved in with the parents, spending all your money on video games.
That's true. Oh, my God.
Ice prank down pants.
Yeah, there is really something about... like teenage brain that happens. I don't know if either of you have moved in with your parents as an adult, but it really like you regress very quickly.
We lived with my folks for the first like 6 months or so of Mo's life, and
That's different though, because you had a baby. Or did you become a teenager as well?
No, I was going to say I became really mature and didn't do any of the things that you're describing. So
yeah, a lot of that is you trying to keep a baby alive. If anything, you know,
boring.
They get so mad at you if you don't keep the baby alive.
Oh, mum and dad.
Oh, my God.
Hate it when I kill this baby.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any use for this screaming service?
I don't understand what the point is, because I've had annoying neighbours in the past who make noise. But
I mean,
that's not going to hurt them if you make noise back.
It's going to hurt you, because if they're neighbors, like the radius of annoyance for somebody screaming is, you're surely going to fall within the bounds of that.
No, but
there's going to be noise splashback.
But the thing is with noise, everyone loves making noise. People just don't like listening to noise. Do you know what I mean?
I just think you've said that like it's a sort of well-established maxim. But I just don't think that's...
Everyone likes
women,
making noise.
Women, they love making noise and they hate hearing noise.
But like, if you're a noisy person, that doesn't mean you love listening to noise. You just love making noise, right? So if your neighbors are all like partying and whatnot and they're playing music loud, that doesn't mean they're going to enjoy 10 minutes of animal noises and air horns.
But isn't that the point?
I think they would like it. I think maybe it's for like, if there's like a little old lady who's really rude to you. I used to live in a share house, and then we had this exchange student from England who was the best, but she borrowed out of the housemate's car and she parked it back, like facing the wrong way on the side of the road.
Ooh. Oh my God, right.
And so my housemate, whose car it was, Peter, he like walked outside, and then he saw like the police were there giving him a ticket. And he was like, it's just like on a quiet road in like this little like suburb with like a lot of old folks' homes. Like there's nothing going on. And they were like, sorry, we have to give you an infringement because someone complained. So, and we think it was this little old lady who called the police because the car was parked facing the wrong way on the road. So wow. I would maybe do this to her. That would be great.
So you've got to get out of the hot. Like you've got to schedule like time for you not to be in the area. A, because it'll kind of reduce the suspicion that you were behind this, but also because you'll be annoyed by the effing and jeffing.
So if you had to choose, which one would you go for to annoy this little old lady? Air horn, insults, yelling, animal noises, or pot pan banging symphony?
I think profanity, because old women hate profanity.
They
famously.
But well, it's the most expensive one, and you know,
you want to treat yourself.
I'll splash out.
I'd like the yelling and screaming without the profanity, because I actually think, even though it's not the most expensive, I think it's going to be the most difficult for this person to do, because like I think the path of least resistance when you're screaming is to swear. And I think they're going to have to get quite creative with what they scream, unless they're going to like filibuster it, unless they're just going to like read out a recipe for chicken soup or something.
They're going to Rand Paul it and just read Dr. Yeah. Seuss or whatever.
Well, exactly.
Just scream it though.
Because that's true. It doesn't say that unless you go for the profanity, it doesn't say that the screaming will be unpleasant. Can I also ask what the semantic difference between yelling and screaming is? Because it could be a woman actually, differentiates between the two three times in this ad.
I think all screaming, sorry, I think all yelling has to be words.
Yeah.
But I think screaming can be things that aren't words. That's how I would differentiate.
Do you know what? You know what, Michael? I think you've absolutely nailed that.
I really thought you were going to tell me to fuck off then. The way you set it up, I was like, oh no, Ben's going to slam me for this.
No, I think you've completely nailed that. I'd love to get a ruling from the official linguist of Freedom of Good Home, Tiger Webb, but until such a time, I think you've hit the nail on the head.
I think if you like, you can scream words, but screaming can also just be sounds, or you know, but yelling I think has to be like. But I was thinking, if I was going to choose yelling and screaming, I wonder if you could pick a topic. You know how like when you're in primary school or whatever, and they're like they make you do an impromptu speech, and it's like you need to talk for a minute on whatever. Or they pick a topic out of the hat or whatever, and it's like you got to talk for a minute on America or something.
So like so many things in your life, you want to turn this into an improv game. Is that what you're hearing?
I would love to. Well, no, just being like, hey, can you just do like 10 minutes of COVID truthing or something? Or like, you know. Yeah, just 10 minutes. First of all, it's set in a doctor's chair.
Yeah. You can't use the letter E. Your time starts in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, and it's a song.
I was talking to friends of the podcast, Vic Zerbst and Jenna Owen the other day, and we were saying that there's something very funny to imagine is somebody telling you a really sad story about their life and it's going on for too long and you just start going, find an ending. Find an ending. Okay, bring it down there.
Naomi, you've done you hate improv, but you've done improv before, right?
Hey, don't tell anyone that.
I was going to say this is so against your brand.
Yeah, it is. Now you're ruining it. Oh my god! And the kind of friend I've been to you. Yeah, I do hate improv, and guess what? I still watched you do it in LA for your end of class.
Oh, that was
performance.
Yeah. And I think I was one of the very few people who passed that class.
Can you fail?
Yes, you can. Oh. And a lot of people did.
Wow.
But no, you were telling me there was a really great story about your improv class. Oh,
doesn't
no, it's about
like me.
It was about like a lady who was quite racist.
I don't think those words have ever been true in that order.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I can tell it if you want.
No. It's probably not funny. It's
racist against Chinese people, so you have some authority, I feel, you know?
Let's just
don't set something in Hong Kong when you don't know, you know, the whole class. I would say that's my tip. Without going further than that,
Naomi, do you have a classified for us?
Yeah, I do. You sent it to me. Why don't you remember? Okay. It's called Recovering Mall Ninja Cleaning Out the Past, Lakewood. Mm-hmm. This was sent in by, I don't know, do you have a name that you want to say?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Just keep going. I'll find it.
Oh, right. In Lakewood. It looks like a Craigslist thing. And it's a picture of 5 swords.
Ooh.
And it says, high school was a rough time for me, and some mistakes were made with my disposable income. Help me hide my shame by taking this really fake ninja and or samurai swords off of my hand so that I never have to admit to owning them again. They are all dull, though some are more dull than others. None of them are going to avenge your fallen, but all will bring yourselves much honor. Take one, take all, just take them.
And that was sent in by Justin Malvaso. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. Now, what you could do if you want to is you could take these swords, play around with them for 3 to 4 days.
Get it all out of your system. Be the samurai you want to be, and then return them to Big W.
Naomi, is this guy selling them or?
It looks like they're free.
Yeah.
There's no price. So.
So it's 5 samurai swords. Like, I guess they're of the katana style.
There's a red one, you got some blue ones.
Got some black ones.
I don't
ones.
Know what katana is, I'm going to say yes.
It's rare that you see. I don't often associate the owning of swords with self awareness. Do you know what I mean?
I honestly really respect this man. This like warms my heart to see this. It's just like real growth. I'm on the verge of tears.
I've never owned a sword. I do have a lightsaber that I got when we went to Disneyland. But I think
how much did that cost you again?
It's so much money, but it was it was one of the best experiences of my life. So I got to build a lightsaber at Disneyland. Sure. Yeah, I did. And it was great. And did I look like an idiot? Absolutely. Did it make me happier than, I don't know, hearing the voice of my grandmother? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I got to say, the way that you took to Disneyland, like, in some way makes sense to me, but also kind of had to make me kind of totally reconfigure my Michael Hing model in my mind.
Yeah, no, it made me totally reconfigure my Michael Hing model as well. I really thought I was going to be cynical about the whole thing, and then I arrived.
It's impossible there. Those are some of the happiest days of my life. And imagine that with Michael Hing and a fucking lightsaber.
And yet Naomi was still life? Able to have a good time. have you ever owned a sword, Ben?
You know, I was just thinking, because I was about to rip into this guy, and I was like, fuck, have I ever actually owned a sword?
Because I know, for example, like, you have done some, I guess, some sword adjacent teenage practices.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking magic, of? You know what I'm thinking of?
Juggling.
I used to own a staff. That you could set on fire on either side.
No.
Yeah, that's what I used to.
What do you mean? What is that?
Like, you know,
I don't understand.
Like a fire stick that you would, know, like, the people twirl, you know, like a
yeah,
flaming baton.
Yeah, I used to own.
In Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, I mean, if you like, sure. yeah, no, I owned one of them, and I owned fire clubs as well.
Now, is a fire club, is that like a juggling thing?
It's a weighted juggling club that you set on fire. And I remember, actually, my parents got me fire clubs for Christmas of the year that we had one of the deadliest bushfire seasons that Australia had ever had.
No.
And they were like, well, there's a total fire ban. And I was like, such a little shit about it. They were like, oh, just, you can juggle your fire clubs in the front yard. And so, like, yeah, when, like...
Wait, in the middle of summer?
In the middle of summer, yeah.
So bad.
Which is, like, so bad. It's, like, the most obnoxious thing, the most obnoxiously dangerous and selfish thing I think I've ever done in my life.
In the front yard as well, so everyone else can see.
Yeah, people just, like, wandering by during, like, this, like, unprecedented bushfire season in the early
2000s.
No. This would have been, like, 2003? 2002?
Why was it happening in... why did they say the front yard? Why not the backyard? Why did they
the house
their
we were
shameful
in,
son?
The house we were in didn't really have a front, a backyard.
Right,
it just had
okay.
a just had a front kind of area.
Right. Is this the house I would have been
yeah,
in?
Yeah. So it's got kind
backyard,
of like a...
You had a... there was a car that took up most of that backyard from memory.
Nope.
No. Wasn't there a car? Didn't your dad have a car that he was doing up or something? Or was that
Who are you thinking of?
Sorry, I'm very wrong. What it was it was a large pile of driftwood that your dad had.
Oh yeah, you know he loves driftwood.
Easy to mistake for a car.
Right, yeah. Yes, it wasn't a car. Yeah. It was a huge mound of just nice driftwood that he found.
Yeah, he loves a beach comb, does Coleman Jenkins. Just loves going down the beach and finding some neat wood. Sometimes you find some cool looking stones, brings them back.
Naomi, what's the most embarrassing thing you've owned, sword or otherwise?
Aside from a certificate in level 5 improv.
Okay, I never made it that far. it's one thing I was bad at improv, okay? I can't think, I don't know.
You've only owned cool things? You've only ever owned cool things.
Unfortunately, I have only ever owned cool... This just reminds me, because in that share house, I had two housemates called Peter, and one had about three swords, and the other one was in the fire twirling and juggling club.
Who were these carnies? How did you know these carnies?
Well, one wasn't a carny. He just had swords. He just liked Minecraft and stuff. But the other one, he was from the Northern Territory.
That so explains nothing. Don't say like it explains anything.
just a bit different, this guy.
Yeah, he was from this enormous part of the country. You get it.
And he, well, I'll explain him like this. He was the unicycle guy at uni. He would always ride unicycles everywhere. And I don't mean as like entertainment. I mean like...
Oh, as a mode of transport?
As a mode of transport. And he had an off-road one.
Oh, fucking hell.
Can I say BMXing? And this is all this reminds me of is them. And I have to say that I love both those boys. So as much as I want to judge.
Imagine being in a house and owning three swords and still not being the weirdest person in the house.
Yeah, he was the normal Peter.
Yeah, you got to find, if you're a bit of a freak, you got to find, you move into a house with someone of the same name as you who's more of a freak. So by default, you become normal Peter.
I'm so sorry, Peter.
Do you know, I am in a unique position to both not judge and judge this person, because I'm someone who can ride a unicycle, and I can tell you that using it as transport is fucking ridiculous. Like,
oh, absolutely, it is
more difficult than walking. Not even if you're good at it. Even if you're really good at it, there is like.
I mean, Ben, he was pretty good at it. it's my favorite thing that he had was one of those. It's almost like a Segway without the stand. It's like one wheel and you put it on either side. Yeah. Have you ever seen those things?
Yeah.
And he borrowed it from a friend in his like fire twirling and juggling club. And me and the other Peter were like about to drive to the shops, and we were like, hey, do you want a lift? Because he said he was going to go catch a train. And he's like, no, I haven't had a chance to use this thing yet. So I'm gonna ride that to the train station, you know, because I've got to give it back. And we were like, cool. So then he left, and then me and normal Peter got in the car. And we drove past him several times on the way to the shops just because of the way the roads would go. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because it was like a man standing still. He had his hands in his pockets, completely upright, but just gliding down the street.
I love it because it really looks like a video game glitch when you see people on them.
Oh, bless. I just...
Just briefly on circus types. I used to work at a university. Ben would know this. I used to work at a university where I helped with sort of the student union, which does all the clubs and societies and stuff. And there was a huge scandal because the circus society at the university I worked at, which was sort of the I guess like the juggling society, that, you know, the trapeze, all that kind of stuff that, you know, the kids who are into, the students who are into
that. Are you saying it was an amalgamation of the juggling society, the trapeze society, the clowning society, the ringmaster society, or are you just describing, did somebody go, this is ridiculous, we have too many membership cards. All these things have one thing in common, it's circus.
And obviously the Lion Society and the Lion Tamer Society, they didn't want to join, but we made them. So there was a huge scandal because they bought a van to travel around in to solve mysteries. The society bought like an old combi van or whatever that they were going to put all their gear in to take to events and stuff when they were like performing at like a, you know, at a show or something, to take all their flaming clubs and their unicycles and whatnot.
Absolutely. That sounds like an actually completely fine purchase to make for this club.
It does. But then either it was like the president or the vice... It was like one of the executive members of the Students Circus Society just decided to live in the van.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Real circus move.
Moved a mattress in there and was like, what, guys? It's fine. The clubs and stuff can go on the side. I'll just sleep next to the clubs. And they're like, no, you can't. You can't live in our van. And then they obviously, you know, the guy just was living this thing and they didn't want to kick him out at, you know, and say, you know, you go on the street or whatever. So they left it for a while, but then they really, they had to send in a complaint because he kept having sex in the van.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I knew this is where it was going.
I'm so upset.
Here's the thing. Circus people are horny people. I don't understand, but they are some of the horniest people you will ever meet in your life.
I think it's because I'm happy to be corrected by this by any circus people listening to this. But I think it's because there's this bit of a showy extrovert kind of nature to a lot of circus people, right? And then there's also an incredibly athletic element to it. So everyone's quite hot, and they're also quite good at performing. They're extroverted, and I think. Hotness and extroversion means like they're
all horny. Does it? Does that mean that if you draw a Venn diagram,
I think
does the middle bit of that Venn diagram mean horny?
Yeah, these are people who are like physically active and they're also like extroverted. And I think that you just
wait. So that's your theory, Hing? Is I think all these people are fucking because they're fucking hot and they want to fuck. And
to be clear, I'm not saying I think circus performers are hot. I'm just saying
I think that's exactly what you're saying.
I'm not.
You keep using the word hot.
I think you go to Cirque du Soleil and jack off until you're kicked out by a security guard dressed as a goose.
Look, I think once you've overcome the shame You know, the taboo of unicycles. You can, like, the taboo of sex means nothing to
you. Oh, you're much more free? Like, you're much more in touch with...
Yeah, that could when be you don't play by the rules, you're free, baby.
I really let your freak flag fly.
And I'm not saying I have any judgment there. I'm just saying I have noticed that the horniest people on the planet are circus people.
I think, it's part of that world of dance. I think there's a lot of horny people in dance as well.
Okay.
You think they're hot too, eh?
Yay.
I'm not making any more comments on the relative hotness of people who have...
Do you know, Naomi, I think the horniest bloody people are in podcasting and work at Triple J. That's what I think. That's what I fucking think.
How dare you?
And passed level one improv at UCB.
It was level three improv.
Oh, sorry.
Improv's a bit horny too, actually, I have to say.
Yeah, that's true.
What is the least...
Comedy's deeply horny. Yeah, it's just everyone in comedy is a fucking troll. You know what I mean? Like, we're all... These like
what's,
gross.
What's the least
things.
Horny pastime?
Ooh, I actually think all communities are horny. Basically,
Dota.
Like,
do you think the Dota community is not horny?
Yeah, doesn't make me horny.
Well, no, that's different. Ooh, Naomi, that's very different. Like,
I've never seen anyone play Dota and be horny.
Nah,
I've
dude,
never seen
get
it.
On Twitch, people. Oh, actually, do you think all the horny people who like that kind of game play League of Legends? And all the unhorny people play Dota. Do you think that's the split?
I thought that was the same thing. Oh. And I want to keep it that way. So please stop trying to differentiate.
I just made a really funny joke about the horny cosplayers.
While Anya is like, draws the line at knowing the difference between Xbox and PlayStation, your line is Dota and League.
My high school boyfriend used to play it and I had to dump him. So I'm not doing it again.
Was that a result of that? Or was that separate to that?
No, it was... It wasn't great, but then I bought him WoW, and that was the final straw, and that was on me. That was my mistake.
Wait, you bought him WoW, and then he broke up with you, or you bought him WoW, and then you broke up with him?
I broke up with him. I mean, if we're talking literally, obviously there were other issues, but the WoW didn't help.
Can I maybe suggest that you bought him a very addictive video game, and then when he got addicted to it, you went, well, I just can't take this anymore, and left, and maybe you were looking for a way out? Can I maybe suggest that?
Wow. I mean, you might be right.
Wow. Hey,
well,
welcome to...
In which case, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, absolutely. That's brilliant. That's like Walter White breakup.
Hey, can I share you one with you guys?
Yeah, why not, please. Hing? We're not going to stop you. It's your fucking show. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, you're coming in hot.
I'm coming in
this
hot.
This one was
just,
sent
there's
in
a bit
by...
of COVID out.
A bit COVID-y over the COVID-y. Even over the internet, you can feel it on my end, can't you?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by F. Rasul. Thank you, F.
Thank you,
and
F. Rasul.
It's from Dickey Beach, which is in Queensland in Australia. And this is offering us exorcisms. This is exorcisms from Dickey Beach in Queensland under the services for hire.
Exorcism at Dickey Beach really sounds like a porno. A bad porno.
For those of you who know me, I am the second coming of Jesus. I've attached a photo of my spiritual aura, and the photo is just a very, very blurry photo of a man.
Okay.
Classic aura pic.
Yeah. Are you being troubled by pesky ghosts and spirits? Your house may be haunted. Things moving around, black phantom figures, being haunted by witches, hearing voices that are mischievous
whoa,
or threatening.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Dude, does a witch haunt? Is that the right
word
we're
so.
Using there?
I would have thought the haunting is the area of ghosts, you know?
Ghosts, ghasts, spirits, poltergeists,
poltergeists,
but not witches.
Yeah. I think witches.
Sorry, go on.
The,
I'm just, okay, this guy's credibility has dropped somewhat.
Are you starting to doubt that he could be the second coming of Jesus?
I'm not going to discount it, but I'm saying that I'm going to need a little bit more information now.
All right. Well, if you're troubled by any of those things, then I can help. My body possesses supernatural powers that can banish these benevolent spirits to the netherworld and stop them annoying you.
Sick.
Now, again, I don't know that he's used the right word there with benevolent, but
no, unless he has, in which case...
He's also used the word annoying in the sentence. So, and as far the witches that I've seen, you know, on TikTok and stuff, there's a lot of witches on TikTok, by the way.
Really?
Which you should look at. Yeah. But they mostly are quite nice. And all they do is try to put hexes on Trump and stuff.
Naomi, they cursed the moon. That was a huge problem.
Oh, of course. They hexed the moon. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. A bunch of baby witches on TikTok. Oh my god, it's not my job to educate you, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Thank you. I will PayPal you for this later.
Thank you very much. A bunch of baby witches on baby witches aren't witches who are babies. Baby witches are what proper witches call young witches.
Right, witches who are new into the witching game.
New into the witching game, who should just be working on protection charms and just practicing their craft, all got together and hexed the moon. And it's not funny because the moon is like a big deal to a lot of
obviously
and a lot of
what happened.
Well, a lot of regular witches were fucking up in arms about it, and that's the tea. They were like,
oh my god, that's that, and that is shade, hunty. Go on.
Yeah. They were like, they were just saying like they don't like they were. Well, basically, I don't think anything happened beyond them just being very cross that the moon was hexed.
Wait.
I don't think that they unhexed the moon. They did say that they were working around the clock to repair this damage, but then I moved on to the next stupid thing. So I didn't.
Oh fuck, that is so funny. They do spend a lot of time telling other witches and like new witches to be careful. I think they really want their, because there's like a little warning that comes up and it's like, don't try this at home, you could cause serious injury. Uh-huh. I think the witches are probably working to get that on, like, some, whenever they say they're doing a hex on anything, they're like, obviously I've spent hours doing protective spells. Try to do this, especially because there's there's big magic in the government and they will hex you back.
I mean, so you can't just be really hexing willy-nilly, make fun of witches. But then also, I did spend like, you know, the last 3 days pretending to be a samurai. So,
well, exactly.
I feel like, you know, everyone's got their own.
Being a witch is not the same as playing a video game. Yeah, don't pander to people.
In fact, in some ways, you've offended any witches listening more by comparing it to pretending to be a samurai. So,
do you think what I've just said has offended the witch community more, the samurai community? What do you think it's more?
Well, no, it wouldn't be the samurai community that you'd be offending. It would be the video game character samurai community.
Exactly.
So unless they've reached sentience.
I think that's bigger than the samurai community. So.
I mean, famously, the samurai are all gone. So.
Go on.
These services are available. Are only for those that believe that they are receptive to the supernatural. So you can't just hire this person to make fun of them, which
that is quite a gentle way of saying that, isn't it?
Yeah,
because because by definition, these services are only going to be taken. Like, a chiropractor is only going to be hired by someone who believes in chiropractors.
Unless it's like a sting, like a, you know, to catch a scammer kind of sting.
But I will say, if it is a sting or a scam, that isn't going to stop you from doing it. Like, it's not like you have to tell me if you're a cop.
Only friendly ghosts will keep company with you after
no,
work.
No, because you said you were going to banish the benevolent ones, so... I'm not sure that's true, pal.
A simple expansion of my personal protection aura is performed, which will extinguish benevolent spirits from your presence. I really don't think he knows what the word benevolent means.
He said it again. So, yeah.
My standard fee is $50 plus transport costs to where you are, whether it be petrol or public transport. Please SMS me. If you require my services, don't hesitate to contact me. Message or SMS is best. So $50 to get all those benevolent spirits exercised from your life.
But how does he do it?
Naomi, do I need to draw your diagram? He's explained it.
Yeah.
He extends his personal aura to your living space.
Yeah. A simple expansion of my personal protective aura.
This is baby witch shit, man. Like, I'm...
Do you think...
I'm
how
sorry,
you feel?
I should have... I'm asking you questions that I should have researched myself.
Thank you.
I'm wasting your time and your energy.
What would you... Do you reckon you could hire a witch, I mean, or an exorcist or something, and just be like, I need you for a secret project, and you get them, and then you just be like, I need you to hex the moon. I'll pay you $100. I'll pay you $100,000 to hex the moon and just see where their moral compass lies.
A good witch might not do that, yeah, unless you paid them, like, maybe $200.
Have you guys ever done any, like, amateur witchcraft stuff?
That is the one thing I don't... That's the one sort of thing I never don't think I did.
You never did Ouija boards or stuff?
My mum convinced me that... Like, I grew up Christian, so my mum was always like, never, like, dabble with that demon shit or whatever. Oh. So I do remember that there was... And I feel like this happens at most, like, shitty public schools. There was, like, a Ouija board phase. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the girls, I remember they made, like, a Ouija board just, like, writing on paper, and then they cut the bottom of a bottle of Coke to be, like, the glass... And And there were like three of us in the group that were like, that's really dangerous and you shouldn't do a Ouija board. So we walked away. And then like one girl like had a seizure or something and they were like, oh my God, she got possessed. But I've heard that story from so many other people from different schools. I feel like this happens at every school. There's like a Ouija board and someone has a seizure.
Well, I remember, like, I went to, like, an Anglican school, like, a really boring kind of Anglicanism. Like, we didn't, like, I don't think it was even the kind of Anglicanism that goes in for, like, demons and stuff. But I remember in religious
it's
studies...
It's rich people Anglicanism. It's rich people Christianity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just racism, but sort of wrapped up in... I remember once our priest, or our minister, rather, called, like, a special assembly... Or, like, just our year group and was like, I hear you guys have been dabbling in Ouija boards and said, like, fellas, I got to say, that's some real dangerous shit. And I remember he swore because I thought it was so funny that he was sort of trying to do, like, the drugs are bad sort of thing, but it was about Ouija boards.
Yeah, was he, like, sitting down with his legs sort of spread apart, elbows exactly on the knees?
It was like, that's some real dangerous shit, guys. Don't, just stay away from
it. Yeah, this new stuff, it's not your granddaddy's witchcraft, you know?
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up, we all used to, but this is hydroponic Ouija boards. Yeah, it was bad. Hey, Naomi Higgins, it's been a fucking delight having you on this show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Oh my goodness. It's good to talk to people, you know.
and good luck with everything down there. It does sound like it's a fucking nightmare. Is there any word on when restrictions are sort of being eased, or is it like total limbo?
This next one's only in place for like 6 weeks, but I don't, so that's, we still have like 2 more weeks of it.
Okay.
And then we don't know what happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Dan Andrews is trying to pass some law that he can like.
Oh yeah. He's trying to outlaw the coronavirus, which it's surprising he hasn't done sooner.
That would have been the first thing that I did if I was in the government.
Absolutely.
But I'm not, and that's why you have to hold your politicians accountable, you know?
Can I suggest, Naomi, if you're looking for something to do, go and just buying a PlayStation 4 for like 5 days and then returning it, and you feel like even though it's a harmless thing that doesn't hurt anyone, you feel so cool returning a thing you've already played.
Did you feel like Danny Ocean when you did it?
Well, also because I was wearing a mask when I went back into the shop and stuff, I did feel like they asked my ID and things, but then obviously the lady didn't ask to check my ID against my face because I was wearing a mask. And I think she didn't want to ask me to take my mask off. So, sure. This could have been a big fraud somehow, you know? There's a loophole there somehow. I haven't quite worked out how to...
I don't think you have worked out how to... because you'd still need to steal a PlayStation, which is arguably more of a fraud than the thing that you're describing getting away with. But look,
yes.
Thank you so much. I think I can maybe find some other avenues in order to feel, in your
cool.
words, so cool.
Naomi, do you reckon you could feel the thrill of being being so cool by just not doing any of that?
I feel so cool just, not engaging at all, not knowing the difference between Dota and LOL. The further I am from it, I feel very cool.
Okay, well, it does strike me that, you know, the your idle hands, Naomi, could easily turn to witchcraft, and that's dangerous shit,
that's
okay?
True. Well, it's real actually, dangerous shit.
It's actually worse than that now that we're nearing the end. I am going to start Twitch streaming soon, so I might as well plug that.
Oh, yes!
Humiliating stuff.
What's your Twitch name going to be?
It's Nomstrosity, which is my handle on like Twitter and Instagram, but it's got another I on the end because someone took the other one.
Someone took the other one?
Yeah.
Was it someone like or did you squatter, sign up? Because I've done that before where I signed up and then forgot my password to a thing and then was furious that someone took my username. But in actual fact, I had done it years earlier.
Plot of Tenet.
I've not signed up for Twitch twice. That's not... And don't you ever say I did.
And people can find you on Batch Bitch Podcast. Nova. Nova.
Yes, we're talking about The Bachelor, which is on at the moment. So it's usually the most exciting time of the year. But
absolutely.
This season of The Bachelor is rat shit boring. So it's mostly just Danielle and I talking about our lives.
And yeah, for those of you who haven't heard of this podcast, that it's hosted by a former guest of the show, Danielle Walker, who was like 2 episodes ago. So imagine listening to this episode and the episode with Danielle at the same time me and Hing edited out. And I think
really
that's...
Really bad vibes. Sure. Terrible. Sure. Toxic. Very toxic. If you read the reviews, you'll see a lot of... All the reviews are just... Please stop screaming at me. I'm leaving a review. 5 stars. So that's the kind of community you'll be entering.
Oh, that reminds me. We haven't guilted people in leaving a review for this lately. Naomi, do you want to give them the treatment you give to your listeners? Seems like it's effective.
Well, usually what we do, so you could try doing this, is we just get to the end of the podcast and then I look up the reviews. And we read out all our reviews to, connect with our audience. But if there are no new reviews, we cancel the podcast. So we say, bye, this has been fun, but we're not doing it again because clearly you guys don't care. Bye. And that's how we end the podcast.
Right, so this is like a real emotional manipulation.
And then the next episode, we always have a few new ones.
Okay, I'm going to do that now. I've just got it up here. I don't know if these are new or not. I'll know for next time because I've taken note of what's here. I'll know for next time. But this one was reviewed by El Lorso. It just says nice is the heading. And definitely passes the time better than some. Full stop. Well done.
Wow.
And that's a 5-star review though. So a bit of understatement there.
This is why you got to nag your listeners, man.
Absolutely.
They're too benevolent.
Thank you very much to everybody who's signed up to the Patreon. We'll record a little Hall of Cowards episode for you soon. Mm. But thank you so much. And Hing, do you have anything you want to tell our lovely people?
No. I've also set up a Twitch streaming studio in my sister's old bedroom.
God,
what not a, you as well.
What a
everyone's
sentence.
Twitch streaming.
Yeah. So I don't need it though. So I'm because I have a job. So
okay. Wow. That one hurt.
So I might do some streams later on. But again,
that's your point of difference. Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
It's just a bit of fun for me.
You can leave the house. You have a job. We get it.
Well, until next time. Bye.
Bye. If you like Pina Colada.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.